Another side to good health, and that's good mental health.
Do I have a mic?
No.
You're mic'd.
Yeah. That's the whole thing.
We're keeping
you hands free.
Welcome back.
Right.
To Greek Golf Therapy.
Yes. Our first in session, or in person session.
Yeah.
And
way
we're
different.
Way different. We're at the Adidas store, Westfield Century City Mall. We're here for Bogey Boys.
Yeah.
When we spoke to you a year ago, you were in the process of finishing an album.
Yeah.
Which you called the worst part of the creative cycle, finishing the album.
Yes, always.
You have since put out that album, mm-hmm. gone on world tour, now you're putting out this new collection. How are you feeling? Tired?
Yeah, it's been a long couple days, but I was back there signing little flyers, which I believe we called posters. I was like, yo, the false advertising is crazy. But, you know, it's like, in the chaos, can you find the serenity is the question. And I'm like, you know, Sharpies, I haven't really eaten. And I'm like, bro, enjoy this because you've worked really hard for this. And I think that it's so often in my career, in my life, I've had these like milestone moments that go kind of unrecognized in the moment mm-hmm. and appreciated because it's chaos. And you talk about like the hardest part of the album. I'm like, I'm listening to that. I'm like, yeah, that is the hardest part of it. And then you have the press that goes along with it, mm-hmm. which is really the hardest part of it, because that is all one.
Right.
But yeah, I am tired and I am grateful. And I think last night was chaos as well, but it's like, you know, the people that you love show up, and even if you don't really get to chop it up, at least you're there with them. And yeah, just like trying to take it all in, even in the midst of being in a mall with lights on us and all that.
Right.
And a big crowd.
Yeah.
How does it feel for this to all come to the public view? Like, this process takes more than weeks, it's months, years.
Yeah.
Whether it's music or dropping a collection with a major company like Adidas, what's it like, this is kind of old to you, but it's new to everyone else. So what is it like to see everyone's reaction?
It's been dope. It's been super dope. The feedback has been great. People are really excited about it. And you know, you kind of get reinvigorated with people's fresh eyes on something that, you're right, was designed like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, walking around the US Open today, you see like people in the polo and you're like, how did you get that? It came out 2 hours ago. Like, who did you steal that from?
Yeah.
And they're like, at Hype Golf, I stole it. And you know, and I think that's what makes it really fun. It's kind of like the equivalent of getting in front of the fans at the show and you're like, oh yeah, like this is why we do this. It's not just the design process. It's not just the creative. It's not just like announcing on social media, which can be like this, like, you know, kind of instant gratification. Like, yeah, we did it on social media. It's like, no, like the actual joy of it and the meaning comes from seeing people resonate with the clothes and get to go. I was reflecting on it this morning in the Instagram caption, like, and get to go live their golf stories
mm-hmm.
in the clothing,
yeah,
which are a part of like, you know, pictures and videos and just memories of like the fit that you put together when you went out and shot your best round or when you met somebody, that those are the real connections and where it actually becomes tangible and real.
What do you think about the collaboration? Like, first of all, shout out to the team at Adidas, who've been real ones since day one. Just in my experience, I can only imagine, you know, their attitude and their like that follow through comes through, because we're looking at, you know, the end result. When you think about, you know, as we talk on the show about inner child work and the younger version of yourself, when you think about younger Ben,
yeah,
you know, pick an age, but looking at what's been created as a result of your creativity, your passion, your idea.
Yeah.
What do you think that version of you is thinking right now?
I mean, he'd be pumped, bro. He would be so pumped.
Cause we did it, bro.
Adidas?
Yeah, like, yeah. I grew up with Adidas, you know? Like, my pops was in the Axel Foley's. I was studying those shoes, like, before I even knew what they were. And the green and the white colorway that we ended up running with, and the through line, the full circle moment that it all is. I think that, you know, I've had an opportunity now to work with a couple different companies, and this feels so different. You know, they feel like family now, and we're already just like, all right, like, what's the next move? And I think that the excitement from their team, and to work with June, who like did absolutely 90-something% of the heavy lifting on that sneaker, like, it, you know, and I'm a, similar to like the hat that you guys just gave me, like immediately I look at the shape, like I'm a silhouette snob. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not someone that's gonna be like, yeah, let's run it. I had no idea what the first draft was gonna be. And I'm just like, whether it was Zoom or in person, I forget, but my heart's beating like, bro, if I hate this shit, like, fuck, how am I gonna tell them? Like, you know, this might be like months of going back and forth. And I looked at the CAD and I was just like, oh,
it works.
Okay, you know, let's do this and this. But like for the most part, it was there. And to watch June get to celebrate last night in at Hype Golf, and to see him like genuinely excited about his creation and the collaboration, that's what you want. It's like, we never wanted to slap a logo on a pre-existing Adidas outfit. It was like, that's not a collaboration. And so many brands do that. No shade. It's just like, I want to be involved in the creative. I want my DNA, fingerprints, all of that shit on what people are gonna wear, because this is our story. It's not just Adidas, it's Bogey Boy's Adidas. And yeah, their team has just been awesome, man. Those guys are family.
Success.
Yeah,
I'd say.
Yeah.
A word that kept coming up when we had you on the podcast was fulfillment.
Mm.
And I listened back to that recently, and I loved what you had to say about that word in particular, but I wanna know how that sits with you right now.
Yeah. You know, I use the word all the time, and meaning fulfillment, how that word's, you know what my new word is surrender.
Mm.
My new word is surrender. And for so long, I think particularly like within our culture, toxic masculinity, like what we're taught is like victory and like, you know, you go hard and you defeat and you conquer and like all this shit that we've been conditioned to believe is like winning. The true fulfillment comes from surrender. Surrender of control, surrender of what is. You know, it's they're all tied together. Surrender, acceptance, and it ties into the game of golf as well. You want me to pull it full circle? I will.
Right.
You know, it's like surrendering whatever the golf gods are going to give you on any given day. Or the, you know, the one fairway that you thought you hit and you get down and you're up against the lip on some tall grass. Like, okay, what's the shot now? And life has been whooping my ass the last 6 months in terms of surrender. And on some real heavy stuff that we don't have time to get into today, and I probably shouldn't even speak on publicly, but it's been last week, and I've actually thought about you guys. Last week, I'm going through it, one of the most challenging weeks of my life, and I get to Friday. It was Thursday, and I'm like, I didn't want to play golf. I didn't want to have any distraction. I just wanted to like sit in my like, in my place of like
feelings,
not even in the feelings, like, but like, yes, but I wasn't stewing. I was like, I was working through it, and golf can be like an easy, like, oh, for 6 hours, I'm not going to think about what's going on right now,
because
I'm thinking about golf. And I was like, no, this is not your time to go escape via golf.
Yeah.
And finally, by Thursday, I was like, all right, I'm gonna go play 9. And I went. I got, you know, my mom came over, watch the kids. I went out. And I started to listen to this dude, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he was talking. He's a meditation guy, and all of a sudden, I was watching my thoughts and the feelings, and watching my thoughts, and I'd be like, na 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 na, zoop, back to the moment, zip, 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 boop, back to the moment, and it was and it was like I was spoon-fed like the most amazing ice cream.
Wow.
just like but the sample spoon, right? Like not the full thing.
The one you slip right into the little slot.
Yeah, exactly. And no, what do you want to buy now?
Exactly.
No, but it was more like, now you got to go make your own ice cream. Here are the ingredients. We've given you this taste of what it's like to be able to watch your thoughts and bring it back to the moment. And I was doing this quickly. It wasn't like I was like, for 45 seconds I was in my feelings, bring it back. It was like instantaneous. It was like 1 to 2 seconds.
I'll have what he's having.
Yes.
Yeah, one please.
But it's like, but I two got scoops. The sample, and then I'm like, I want the pint.
Right.
And God was like, nah, bro, you gotta work for that.
Gotcha.
You gotta work for that. And it kept bringing me back to this place of surrender. I don't control this. You know, I'm just along for the current, the flow of it all. And when I find that surrender, that's where the fulfillment is.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where the fulfillment is. And I'm just like, oh, the last 6 months have led me to this. Mm. I was off my square. Like, I needed to get curb stomped by the fucking karmic gods to bring me back to actual devotion to, like, to the mind,
right,
to being mindful, to actually sitting back in a practice when it's uncomfortable, because a transformation season is not comfortable.
Right.
It's not designed to be. It's not all roses. It's dragged me. And the more that I cling, the more that I'm like, fuck this person, that person, like in my feelings, it's quicksand.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm in isolation. I don't want to tell anybody, you know. I want to escape, and there's no escaping it. You got to go through it, and the only path is to, like, actually learn how to train the mind, which is what I'm on as of the last week, and it's been beautiful.
Wow. Happy that you made it through that. We'll hit you with one last one here. I sent you a picture last week of my son in the Bogey Boys cab. What's the reception of your kid? What are they thinking of the clothes? Because, you know, kids are the biggest critics.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, when I was doing my own unboxing.
You got the pack.
I got the pack. I finally got the pack.
Wow.
And I was doing it with her, and I was just like, you know, she was going through it, trying on the glove on the wrong hand, and it's massive. You know, I think she liked it. She's also seen it for a while now.
It wasn't new to her.
So it's been gradual.
But, you know, Sloane's probably a little bit more esoteric. She likes, you know, she likes her broad spectrum of clothes, and, you know, a full green fit might not be her look. But you know, she'll definitely pull out a piece and probably pair it with something, and I'll be watching her put together the fit, like, yo, this is crazy. And then 2 minutes later I'll be like, yep, and that fit beats mine. That's definitely better.
You got me.
It happens all the time.
Trumped.
Yep.
I love it. That. Ben, well, thank you.
We gotta let the rest of the people in here and spend some time with you. So
I need to spend some money, too.
Appreciate you doing this with us again.
Yeah.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, great to see you guys. As always, love what you guys are doing. We need to do the full. This counts as like
a quarter.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
We need to do the full thing again.
We need to run it back.
The full hit and giggle, too.
Yes.
Get out and play some golf.
We need to hit and giggle.
Yes, absolutely. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ben.
Always.